and his mom and dad standing over the top of it. Notice the little child. The little child, when it looks up, sees these two very large people standing above it. And these two very large people are now going to reach down and pick this child up and hold this child in their arms. And one of the things that's so beautiful about the child is that the child feels the love, feels the energy, feels the serenity, and feels the peacefulness. You see, no one in the world can take that feeling away from us. We have a right to it. When we work in this amends program, we learn the importance of feeling that little child, expressing that little child, letting that little child begin to become part of me. As we begin to experience it, we now begin to experience our gentleness and our beauty and our specialness. Part of this recovery process is to begin to build inside of ourselves this beautiful gift of this little child. You see, the eighth and the ninth step teaches us to become a little child. It teaches us to begin to experience the childlike qualities inside of us. And what is recovery? Recovery is going back to being that child. Recovery is being able to look at life, even your job and what you do, through the eyes of a little child. It's called simplicity and it's called innocence. And so many of us are so busy with our toughness and our macho-ness and our insanity and our craziness that we fail and we don't take time to enjoy those very special, those very beautiful little feelings that go on inside of us. It's a beautiful concept and a beautiful aspect of life. Please give yourself permission. So in the eighth and ninth step, it's extremely important to realize that these two steps teach us to bring peace to ourselves, to bring the child within, to heal it, to develop a beautiful sense of who we are as a person, and to begin to realize how special and how beautiful we are. As we begin to experience this beautiful child, we now are getting ready for the most beautiful part of recovery, the 10th, the 11th, and the 12th steps. These last three steps of the program are very special because they teach us the gratitude and the serenity. Remember that steps 4 through 9 were geared towards helping us to put things to rest, helping us to make peace, helping us to begin to experience the spirit and the spirituality within, helping us to begin to experience the little child within, and helping us to remember how special and how beautiful we are. What's so beautiful about steps 4 through 9 is they are concrete, they are real, and they actually do help us to settle things. You see, knowing who you are, grieving, releasing, making peace, making amends, learning to look at life through the eyes of common sense, learning to love, to respect, to honor, all these things are part of what these steps teach us. And they're a beautiful and a special philosophy of life. All we have to do is believe in it. These are special steps. As we conclude them, we simply ask our higher power to help each and every one of us to always look at life through the eyes of peace and to always realize that no matter what happens in our life, we need to eventually make peace with it. If you make peace with something, it becomes your teacher. And from your teacher, you learn. From that, you grow. I hope that this step has helped you to begin to look at yourself in a more positive way. Please give yourself permission to experience the simplicity, the peacefulness, and the gentleness of being and being able to make amends and peace with yourself on the inside. Thank you.